Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continue to be in my mouth. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. I am your host, Minister Elaine Jackson, coming to you live. Call a neighbor and a friend and let them know that we're on the air. I would like to at this time welcome all callers, everyone on the worldwide web, all new callers to the show today. We want to thank you for tuning in, and we're going to go ahead and get do our prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you honor and praise, O Father, for allowing us to see another day, O God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for everything that you have done, Father, and all the things that you are about to do, oh God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you for the blood that Jesus shed. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, oh God. We thank you that Jesus came and died on the cross for my sins and others, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we pray for our Christians all over the world, Father. Oh, Father, that you will meet them at their point of need, oh, God. Oh, Father God, we give you honor and praise. We worship your name. There's no other name like the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, how we worship you, oh, Lord. We will praise you. We will sing songs unto your name, oh, God. Oh, God, I praise you. I thank you, Father, for your healing. I thank you for your deliverance. We thank you for all things, oh, God. Oh, God, we give you praise, for you are worthy, so worthy to be praised. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. We're going to go ahead and get into the word of God because we know that we hear from God through the word, and the word is so powerful. If you have your Bibles, we're going to come out of the King James Version. So if you don't have your Bible, go get your Bible, and we're going to start with a story. We're going to talk about the woman with the issue of blood today. The Bible tells us that there was a woman in the Bible that had an issue with blood for 12 years, and she had spent everything that she had. She was trying to get healing, but even though she had spent every dime that she had, the healing that she needed, she did not receive it. And the word of God tells us that Jesus was coming through. And this woman needed healing. And in her mind, she was saying to herself, if I could just touch the hem of Jesus' garment, I would be made whole. In other words, I would be made healed. So the Bible is telling us in this story that this woman had so much faith that she was going to come out in this crowd, knowing that in that time she was considered unclean because of the blood of the hemorrhaging that was coming from her body. So the title of our message today is The Woman's Faith. Now, she had so much faith that she was in this crowd of people trying to get to Jesus. And the Bible says that when she reached, in other words, when she was seeking for him, she was trying to get to that garment. If I could just touch. See, she had an issue. And we all have issues in our lives. And sometimes we have more than one issue that's going on in our lives. This lady had this issue for 12 years. I had an issue in my life in a place where it was very, very, very dark. And I was in that issue and that problem for 4 years before God delivered me out of it. But it did not stop me. I still had my faith. Now, this is telling us, hey, this woman has faith. She had enough faith to get into this crowd being unclean, because she was supposed to be saying unclean, unclean, but she said, you know what? I'm not going to worry about that no more, because I need to be healed of this issue that I've been carrying for 12 years. And she went out in faith and touched the Lord. And the Bible says that when she touched touched the hem of his garment or a tassel of his garment or whatever she touched of the garment, the woman was healed in an instant. And the Bible says that Jesus turned around and said, who touched me? Who touched me? Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. That's a touch of the Lord. I thank you, Jesus, for the word, because, see, the word is so powerful. But, see, by her touching the Lord and by her faith, because, see, when Jesus turned around and he found out who had touched him, and she was afraid and she was trembling and she was, in other words, telling Jesus why, you know, she had touched him. And he told her, he said, thou faith hath made ye whole. In other words, she was healed at that moment. She was healed because of her faith. See, when we are going through things in our lives and our issues in our lives, our trials, our tribulations in our lives, it is through our faith, just like this woman here who had this issue for 12 years. You know, many of us don't want to go through that. We don't want to go through any type of issue. We want it to be answered right then, there, and now, because we're a microwave generation. Everything is so fast. Everything is fast-paced in the world. But when we have something that we need or want from God, we got to stand in faith, and we got to wait. See, she had to wait. She waited 12 years before she was even healed. 12 long years to have that issue of blood for 12 years. Can you imagine having that type of hemorrhaging for 12 years? Today, women don't have to go through that. But back then, they didn't have what they have today to heal that. So she had to deal with that issue. And not only that, if anybody was around her, they were considered unclean. Her family, you know, it kind of put her in a box because of all the issues of the blood. But as we go through our lives, we have to realize that we're going to be tested. And see, she stood on her faith for 12 years, knowing that somewhere she was going to be healed. And many times we get discouraged and we doubt. We all have done it. It's none of us perfect. We have all done it. Lord, you know, I can say for myself, you know, sometimes I'm like, where is the Lord? I'm not hearing the Lord. Where is the Lord? Where is the Lord? But he's there. And we have to go through things. And when we go through these issues in our lives, it's to strengthen our faith. If we don't have no issues, how can we know God? If we have everything that we need and we never have a problem, how do we get to know the goodness of God? How do we get to know the mercy of God? How do we get to know Jesus and his deliverance and his healing and his power if we don't go through nothing? We must wait on the Lord. We must believe. See, I don't know what your issues may be. I only know my issues, but I do know that whether you are a believer or a non-believer, you're going through some type of issue in your life. I don't know what your issue may be. It may be a relationship. It may be your finances. You know, you may have a lust spirit. You may have a drinking spirit. You may have a drug problem. But whatever your issue is, always remember that the issue is not bigger than God. And what you have to do is that you have to believe in God, and you have to have that faith in him, because he can solve whatever your problem is. If you need deliverance, it's in Jesus. If you need healing, it's in Jesus. If you need to be set free, you got chains and you got some type of hold over your life, a strong man, whatever it is, God can fix it. Just a touch from him can fix your problem. Just a touch. But you have to reach out to him, and you have to reach out to him through your faith. She had faith. This woman had faith. She had so much faith that she came out in the crowd. So you know she was tired of what she was going through. When you going to get tired of what you're going through? When you going to get tired and seek Jesus? You know, don't matter what you're going through and how long you've been going through it. Just know that God is a deliverer. Know that he is a healer. All through the Bible is miracles about the healing that God done. People where he healed from spirits, people, he healed the woman with the issue of blood. He did so, the man with leprosy, the blind man. Faith. Faith. If you don't have no faith, you got to have faith. You can't please God without faith. Without faith, she has faith. Where is your faith? What are your issues? God said, if you give me your issues, in other words, cast all your cares and all of your burdens, put them at the cross. Because he said, that's why I came. He said, I came that you might have life and that you may have it more abundantly. He said, yes, you're going to go through things in life. He said, but I am here if you would just seek me. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. You must seek Jesus just like this woman did. She reached out to him. When I was in my situation, and when I was in it, and let me tell you, oh, it was her. Oh, Lord, have mercy, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. I can't even tell you what it was, but I can tell you that God, the living God, hallelujah, Jesus, my Father, God, delivered me. He healed me, and he brought me out of that place. That was an issue. And that issue, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that issue was meant to destroy me. But my God, my Father, hallelujah, Jesus, he brought me out. And he will do the same thing for you. You have to seek God with all of your heart. You have to cry out to God with all of your heart and your soul and say, Lord, I need to be healed, Lord. I need to be delivered, Lord. I need you, Lord. And see, this woman, she knew that if she could just get to Jesus, if I can get to the Savior, if I can get to Christ, if I can get to Jesus, oh, glory, hallelujah. If I could just get to him, glory, I'm going to be healed. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We oftentimes seek our healing and deliverance in other places. Healing and deliverance come from Jesus Christ. It's only through him that you can truly be healed, delivered, and set free. He said, I came for the sick. He said, I came for those who are brokenhearted. He said, I came for those who are captive and those that are bound and those that need healing in the mind and the bodies and the souls. He said, I came that you might be set free. He said, I came that you might be healed, that your mind and that your body and that your inner being, that your soul can be healed. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the word of God. It brings healing and it brings deliverance. Oh, glory, hallelujah. If he can do it for this woman with the issue of blood, my God, my God, my God, glory, hallelujah. He is an awesome God, and he can heal your soul if you just seek him. You got to seek him. You got to be like this woman. It don't matter what nobody says. It don't matter what my husband may say or my children may say. I got to find this Jesus. I got to find him. Glory, hallelujah. Because by finding him, you'll find what you need. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, let this word fall on good ground, oh, Lord, that somebody may be healed and delivered from whatever they're going through. They may be going through two or three different issues in their lives, oh, Lord. But I know that you are healer, Lord, and I know that you are deliverer, Lord, because I know that you delivered and you healed me, oh, Lord. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we speak healing right now, Lord. We speak deliverance, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for that healing. We thank you for that deliverance, oh God. Oh, God. If you don't remember nothing else I said today, remember that you got to have faith. Whatever you're going through, you got to have faith and you got to pray in faith for God to heal and deliver you. And just like he did it for this woman here with the issue of blood, he will do the same thing for you. We're running out of time, and we don't want to close the show without giving the invitation. If you do not know Jesus and you have not accepted him as your Lord and Savior, if you will say this prayer, Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sins. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and God raised him from the dead. And if you said this prayer and you honestly do repent of your sins, be saved and change your life. Find your Bible believing church, get your Bible and begin to read it, develop your relationship with God. Leave me a message on Block Talk Radio and let me know that you have given your life to God and you have a blessed week. And know that God loves you, that he's waiting on you. He wants to heal you. He wants to deliver you, and he wants to set you free. Be blessed. Let no one steal your joy this week. And enjoy your day off if you're out tomorrow, and be safe. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.